My Rabbeisa, dear friends, wonderful people, we finally come to Whiskey Rabbeisa. There's not a single person in this room who would ever consider going to Spain, walking into a store and buying a bottle of sherry and drinking it. That's tamyeno, that's wine made by the goy, produced by the goy, handled by the goy, and we for sure would never drink that. I hope there's no English or Scottish people here, other than myself. About 100 years ago, there was an extremely unintelligent goy lived in England. And the guy was called Johnny Walker. And he dedicated his whole life, you can read about it, his entire life was dedicated to one thing, to increase and enhance the pleasure that a person can have in drinking whiskey. That's the Matara. For that he came to this world. He traveled the world, he tried endless different ways of perfecting the technique of enhancing the geschmack that there can possibly be in drinking whiskey. Those of you who have been to England know that there's many people there who, this is the matara of the life, to work from Monday to Friday to be able to shikha on Shabbos. And Johnny Walker was, a step ahead of everybody. So he traveled around the world looking to increase and enhance the taste of his wine. He came to Spain and he drank sherry wine there, sehr geschmack. How do they make sherry? The sherry grapes, which grow in Spain, are extremely sweet. They make them in barrels and then empty the contents of the barrel into bottles. They bottle it and they sell the bottles. Johnny Walker said to the producer of sherry wine in Spain, "You make your wine in barrels. What do you do with your barrels when you're finished with them?" So they said, "We do nothing. We discard them. We have nothing to do with them." Said Johnny Walker, "Would you mind if I took some of these barrels back with me to Scotland? With the greatest of pleasure, do so." And Johnny Walker and his barrels arrived in Aberdeen, in the north of Scotland. And the next year's whiskey, instead of being matured in a regular oak cask, was now in an oak cask which had previously been used in the production of sherry wine. And when all that was finished, he left his whiskey in there to mature. And when it was finished, he bottled it. And lo and behold, it sold like, this was the highest level of taiva seilam haza that Johnny Walker had ever been exposed to. Whiskey, which was not made in a regular oak cask, but made in dafka, a sherry cask from Spain. What had Johnny Walker discovered? The Gemara says, the Torah says, in Parshas Matos, the Yidden won the war against Midian, brought back the Kalim from Midian, and Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen greets the soldiers who are coming back from the war, and he says to them, "Any Kalim which you brought back from Midian, which have been used with hot food in Midian, even though you've cleaned them out and you scratched them and scrubbed them and there's nothing tangible left on the surface of the kalim which you brought back from Midian, nevertheless, you can't use these kalim for your kosher food." Why? Because the kalim in Midian were used with hot food in Midian, which is treif, and they absorb particles of treif when they are used with hot food. That's written in the Torah in Parshas Matos. The Gemara reveals to us another rule in physics called kavush kemavusho. If you put together a liquid with either a solid food or a keli, the fact that you have a liquid together with a solid, once they spend 24 hours together, even though they are both cold, there will be a transfer of particles from one to the other. If you have a food and a liquid and a keli, whatever is in one will start moving over to the other after 24 hours. When you're dealing with heat, it works right away. When both things are cold, if they're both solids, they can sit together for a year and they will not absorb from one another. When you have a liquid and a solid, one will absorb from the other. This piece of information, which we know from the Heilige Gemara, Johnny Walker discovered himself. The barrels in Spain have sherry wine lying inside there, cold, not cooked, but after a certain amount of time, the barrel absorbs particles of the sherry wine. If you then take the same barrel, even though you cleaned it out and scrubbed it out, and you put in there whiskey, after a certain amount of time, the whiskey will absorb particles of the wine which were in the walls of the barrel. This creates the question on the kashrus of Scotch whiskey. American whiskey, the American government is extremely careful to protect the lives of their citizens. And the law in the States doesn't allow making whiskey in a barrel which has previously been used. Because who knows, chas v'shalom, what could be absorbed in the walls of the barrel. So the law doesn't allow the production of whiskey in America in anything other than a new barrel. But the problem is that a new barrel doesn't taste so nice. But Johnny Walker, he's in Scotland, where perhaps 10 or 15% of the total revenue of the country comes from the production and sales of Scotch whiskey. And amazingly, although the American government is so very careful to look after the lives of the citizens, they have no objection to importing Scotch whiskey. You can't just, you're just not allowed to make it on American soil, but you're allowed to import it from the States, from Scotland. This is the question of whether you and me are allowed to drink Scotch whiskey, and if we are, which ones are we allowed to drink? Obviously, in the utopian world, when Yidden see something which the Goyim enjoy, and we would like the same, so we don't go and buy it by the Goy, we go and make it ourselves. Let's make our own kosher brand of chocolate or candies or whatever it might be. But when it comes to Scotch whiskey, it's extremely difficult to make our own Scotch whiskey from barrels which are going to absorb only kosher wine. To be able to make Scotch whiskey, you need to really be a Scotsman. You need to be born into it. You need to be a Benach HaBen of either Johnny Walker or one of the founding fathers of this industry. You need to know all the ins and outs and all the soiders and secrets that there are in the making of Scotch whiskey, which we fortunately are created for better things than that. And therefore, we have this situation in which we know that there's a question on their whiskey. We're not able usually to produce that ourselves. Are we allowed to drink their whiskey? This is where it's all about. So we have this booklet over here, beautiful booklet, starts on page Tzadi Zayin, is today's sugya. And the first question is the volume of wine which is absorbed into the whiskey, will that be bottled or not? True, I can't take a bottle of sherry and drink a bottle of sherry, but nobody's asking me to take a bottle of sherry. We're talking about particles of sherry which were absorbed into a barrel and from the barrel extracted and absorbed into 225 liters of whiskey. Is the amount of wine which is absorbed in the barrel going to be bottled when it comes out of the barrel and into the whiskey? So we start on page Tzadi Ches, and we see the din written in Shulchan Aruch. Kama yehei b'mayim. The Shulchan Aruch at this stage are talking about water. You took a bottle of sherry wine, poured it into water, are you allowed to drink it? Kama yehei b'mayim vehei behem kedei levatel tam ayayim. How much more water do you need than the volume of the yayin? Says the Shulchan Aruch, shisha chalokim kenegdoi. V'chol sheyesh b'mayim kashira zeh, mutafidu b'shtiyah. You dilute sherry wine 1 in 6 to water, you're allowed to drink it. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shach, Sivkot M'chafalov, Shisha Chalokim, Kosev Isva Heta Aruch, Dafke yayin shel nesach b'mayim. Wine and water, the formula up to which stage the wine is going to give a tam to the water, that'll be 1 and 6. Avol b'yayin oy b'tavshel shemashbichoy. But if you poured it into a roast, or you poured it into some other food where the wine is going to enhance the flavor, says the Shach, Vadai Osa HaKoil Ad Shishim. It's going to be Osa unless you have 60 times the amount. Uposhetu. So says the Shach over here in Siman Kuf Lamed Daled. We turn the page in our booklet. It's on page Kuf. And the Ramah now repeats the same din as the Shulchan Aruch. Yayin Mozug, wine mixed with water. Kozman Shish B'tam Yayin Osor. First opinion, tam is 60. V'yesh matirim b'shisha chalokim mayim, k'moish yizbar b'simon kuflam b'dalet. Again, water is 1 and 6. Other liquids, so far, we only have the shach. Now we come to page Kuf Aleph, 101, and we see the words of the Heilige Taz. The Shulchan Aruch says over here, in Sif Dalad, you can see it in front of us, the last Sif on this page. So here it says, you need Shishim to be Mavatl, Yayin Nesach. Frek the Taz, Tomati, Loma Hitzach Shishim. Why does the Ramah say over here, you need Shishim? Hokayim Loma Sif Mukavlam Dalad Sif Hei, the Yayin B'mayim, Botel B'shisha Chalakim. And the Taz adds, "V'hu adin b'shar mashkim." It's not only a din in wine and water, but the same applies to wine in any mashka. It's going to be bottle 1 and 6, and therefore he can't understand the Ramah who says you need 60. We leave out the whole arichas of the Taz, and he finishes off at the end that he argues on the Ramah. Al kein bevadai gam kan sagi b'shisha. The Taz holds that all liquids have the same formula of 1 to 6, and not like the Ramah. Obviously, the Shach that we saw, who says that the Kula of 1 and 6 is only in water, not in Sha'ar Mashkim, he's got no problems over here in the Ramah. And you can see, he doesn't say anything on this Ramah, because he holds that the Kula of 1 and 6 is only water. Other things, it's going to be 1 in 60. So far, it's so good. We turn on page Kuf Gimel, 106, and we see the Chochmas Adam. Kol elo amashkim v'chin choy mishar sheikha osa liktas v'manim v'dmei mekor v'dmei ha-yayin, oishu mashmiach v'yoysech ha-shin sham ir v'en yayin, ad shlo yi boy echad mishisho chalokim. He changed the Ramah, and he writes shisho chalokim, he pastons like the Taz. He says, so Mephorosh, I am Taz, who holds that 1 and 6 is the formula for everything. We now come to beautiful tshuva of Ramosha, on page Kuf Dalad. And the tshuva says at the top of the page, comes from 1948, and it's what was called then blended yayin tzarf. Blended whiskey might not be the same in today's spoken English. But this is a tshuva of Rav Moshe, to Rabbi Teitz from Elizabeth. We'll see where the first part piece, which is grayed out over here. And Rav Moshe says, that's the one that we saw. And therefore it would seem that if you mix wine and whiskey, you should need shishim. Says Ramosha, no, even according to Shach, boy the Taz, for sure it's 1 and 6. But even according to the Shach, ein b'yayin tzorof chumras tavshil. The chumra of the Shach is only in a tavshil, but wine in whiskey, says Rav Moshe, is going to be only 1 in 6. So if you've got 6 times the amount, it's going to be bottle. Rav Moshe goes on, turn the page to page Kuf Vav, and Rav Moshe says, therefore, he holds halachically the volume, he's not talking here about scotch barrels, but the volume of wine to whiskey to be bottle is 1 in 6. You have 6 times more whiskey, it'll be bottle in the whiskey 1 and 6. Then he says, in the first column, Zeh u'ledina, this is what I hold minadin. Av bal nefesh, yesh el ha'achmel ha'atzmoy. Yeah, you're allowed to be machmeh We said kamo chashoshes. What are the kamo chashoshes for the Baal Nefesh? Chadoda harba poskim savris samyenim gam bizman hazeh osabah no. Vaf ma'atinish esavru shudafkum okim hefzed. And then he goes on to the next column. The harba yishenim savri digam yayin b'mayim tzor shishim. We saw that in the Ramo himself, that even in water, there's two opinions. So it's true, we pass come 1 in 6, but the Baal Nefesh, there's an opinion you need 1 in 60. V'yesh the Baal Nefesh lochosh gam l'shatosam, afsha mechavav Ramo echriyu kemekilim shabotel b'shisha, but still, a Baal Nefesh says Ramo Yisha should be machm on this. Shlishi is akopon basn kruv zakezid mashmim yosef da osa b'shar mashmim ad shishim. So he holds that a Baal Nefesh should be machm 1 in 60, but meikadin 1 in 6. Okay. You're asking, what does Rav Moshe mean? No, he holds that, you ask minadin, it's muta, minadin, even lachatchila. 1 in 6. A Baal Nefesh, there's a room for a Baal Nefesh machmi. He doesn't say you should be machmi lachatchila. He says the din is that it's muta. And a Baal Nefesh, who's looking to be machmi, you should know. There are other opinions, that's three other opinions, we don't paskin like them, but there's room to be machmi on all of this. Okay. Then we have the Shulchan Aruch over here in Simon Kuf Ches, which is further dinim over here on the dinim of wine in Kalim, which if Adraba, I'd be very happy, we should have the time for all of this. And we move on to the Tshuva of the Nevi Yehuda on page Kuf Tes Vav. And the Nadim Yehuda says, Al-Dvara, Yayin Jehusim Bechovis, Shenishtamash Boi Mikedem, Yayin Sarov Shel Nesach. The Nadim Yehuda's truth is exactly the other way around. He puts wine, our wine, into a barrel which had previously held Yayin Nesach. Umargishin B'Yayin Zeh Tam V'Reach Shel Yayin Sarov. And you can taste the taste of whatever had previously been in this barrel. V'Chriya Rebeloza Abbeis and Kilogadosh Rechnitz Le'Yisu. And that's the reason that he said, says the Nadi Behuda, and the page, Yain Sorov, Shu Chosok Vacharef Ma'oid, Bevadai Nivla Bechola Keli, Vetzorech Keshehusem Boyayin Kedei Shishim Neged Kolakli. The Nadi Behuda is the one who comes with this chiddush that whiskey, by virtue of the fact that it's so sharp, not only it takes out a tam, even in any ben yoimoy, but it's going to need Shishim. Kenegdoi. If you see on page Kuf Yud Zayin is the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says a very interesting Lashon. There's all different sources in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah and Gemara about what you need to make something bottle. The Mogen Avraham now comes with a major chiddush. It says the Mogen Avraham on page Kuf Yud Zayin. Umashm Truas Adeshem Shom Shechovesh Eliyahin Sarav Afa Pisheinu Bas Yoyim Osa Akoil. If you see this yourself, if you taste this yourself, then that in itself is enough reason to say that it's muta. Sorry, to say that it's asa, because you can actually taste the tam. Then we have the chayodim over here, a big tshuva in Minchas Yitzchak. Sorry? Debatable. It would seem the Mogen Avraham looks like he's saying everyone can taste it. If it's only a connoisseur, I don't know whether the Mogen Avraham would say that it's also for all of us because of him, nor would he even say it's also for him because he happens to be a mumcha. This is should be dependent on regular people, the way normal people are going to taste. On page Kuf Chav Beis is the din of Kavush, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Hei, Isur Shenishra Im HaHeta, if you soak something osa and muta, but one of them is a liquid. Meis leis, if it's there for 24 hours, then there's an issa of kovush kemavushal. And then you need shishim. If you look over here in the Taz on the side of the page, take the second column in the Taz. Val ikke adin shakosfu issa veheta or tosim shishim keneget kuloi bim nesar de kvishim eis leis. The question is, how much of the barrel is considered to have absorbed and come back into the contents of the barrel? Do we say the entire width of the wall of the barrel, all that might be absorbed with the wine of the sherry, and all that volume might be coming into my whiskey? Or do we say, no, only a clipper, the first half an inch of the barrel. That's the amount which the kovosh of the whiskey is going to extract. And then it could be that you would have in your whiskey 60 times, in the 225 liters of whiskey, you might have 60 times, not 60 times the volume of the entire wall of the cask, but if it's only one kadeh klipa around, maybe you are able to say that it's a bottle. But Shishim, this is the Taz over here, who holds that you don't need to be mevatel against the entire width of the barrel. It's good enough only if you mevatel the amount of the kadeh klipa. Now, this is nothing more than a hakdama, an introduction to the question of the Scotch whiskey. The big discussions in the poskim are on a number of points. I'm sure that Reb Shraggy will explain them extremely well. I'll mention now the big one of the big nidoinim is, this goes back 50 years ago when all the discussions were on many, many different sorts of Scotch whiskey, yes or no. There's first the issues which are discussed over here. Is it bottled? Is it not bottled? Do you need 60? Do you need 6? Do you need to bottle the whole barrel or only just a clip of the barrel? That's the first discussion. The next discussion is, there's a sugya called avida l'taima. Avida l'taima means, if I'm drinking a cup of coffee and a tiny bit of milk fell into the chicken soup, which is bubbling on the fire, it'll be bottled with shishim. If the cook in the kitchen tasted the soup, says it could be better, and he took a tiny little blob of butter and he put it in there, and that butter is 1 in 200 or 1 in 500, but it was placed there intentionally, then there's no dinim of bittel. Because you want that because it enhances the taste. There's no dinim of bittel. Everything we've discussed so far is if it happened. If it happened, is a bottle 1 in 6? Is a bottle 1 in 60? How much do you need to make a bottle? The question which was raised in many poskim is that Johnny Walker didn't do this by mistake. He didn't walk along the road and happen to be looking for a barrel, and he happened to find a barrel, and the barrel happened to have cherry wine in it, and then we'll talk about it as a bottle 1 in 60, 1 in 6, and all the rest of it. Johnny Walker went intentionally to get that barrel, seemingly because he wanted that taste. If it's because he wanted that taste, then there's not going to be any bittel at all, and it's a waste of time, everything we spoke about. Everything we spoke about is bittel, but there's no bittel if that's the reason why you used the barrel. Because of this question, many rabbonim, many laymen, many people wrote letters to many distilleries in Scotland and asked a question, point blank, why do you use sherry casks? And they got back different answers. And the answers, assuming them to be true answers, make a huge difference in halacha. Many of us have heard over the years, this Rav says that this Scotch whiskey is okay, and that one says that one is okay. What's the question? Some of them wrote back very clearly, we use barrels of sherry because we feel that the sherry enhances the taste of the whiskey. Okay, if that's true, then we have nothing to talk to you about. There's no talk of bittel in your whiskey. Many of them wrote back that that's not our intention at all. We would actually be very happy with a new oak cask. But, what's the but? People don't like American whiskey so much. Why? To create whiskey, you need barley, water, oak, all of these are kosher ingredients. Problem is that the oak gives many, many good flavors to the whiskey, but at the same time, there's also a bitter taste of oak. And you can't separate these two. If you want all those good flavors which come from the cask, you will get with it a bitter taste, which is the reason why American whiskey is not so tasty. So therefore, we are looking for a barrel which is going to give us all the flavors of oak without the bitter taste. Where did we find such a barrel? We happened to find that barrel in Spain. And it happens to be that that barrel has absorbed a lot of sherry. But we're not looking for the taste of sherry. We're only looking for a barrel which doesn't have a bit of taste. And it so happens to be that the sherry comes with. And if that's the case, then it's a question of betel. So it's an amazing situation. You have this yid sitting by his table Friday night. He has two bottles of whiskey, and he wants to know, can he not drink? He wrote to this company, and the idiot, the guy, wrote to him that the reason why I used the sherry cask is because I, the tamper guy, wanted the taste of the sherry. Well, if that's the case, then there's no din of bittel in your whiskey. I can't drink your whiskey. The other idiot, the guy, wrote back, I'm not looking for a sherry taste. The reason why I use exactly the same barrel is only because I'm looking for a barrel which doesn't have a bit of taste. And it happens to me that it has a taste of sherry. And that bottle of whiskey you can drink because it's going to be bottle 1 in 6, 1 in 60, and all the dinim of bittel. So this was for many, many years the situation with a lot of the whiskeys. I'm sure Rav Shragi will discuss the developments that have been in the last generation which might have changed things drastically. Rabbi Isai, enjoy the sugya. It's a geshmack.